Hello, everybody. I'd like to read you a little true story. It's only short, but it is true. In 1982, an American man called Larry Walters attached some helium balloons to a garden chair and took off into the air, only to discover that he couldn't get down as he hoped. Passing passenger aircraft spotted him as he drifted into federal airspace at 16,000 feet. He eventually came down unharmed, but landed on power cables, causing a blackout for miles around. Now, gravity is a reality. That is, whatever goes up must come down. Jesus's plan was not to dwell in the mountains and the clouds, but scripture demonstrates that it is a movement of God's grace and of God's activity that flows through the hills and valleys that we must ultimately make a descent. And for Jesus's followers, that descent means to have a prophetic voice. When we encounter God in the mountaintop experience that I'm sure you've all had, I know I can recall particular moments in my life when I've really felt the presence of God very close to me in quite unexpected times. But it only when we realise that we're on those mountaintop experiences that we realise that there's only one way to go. And that's to descend. But as we descend and as we head back to our normality, we fear that there could be a total blackout. We could be struggling, maybe stumbling in the darkness, not knowing which path to take. It could be that past memories are holding us back. But in the valleys and streams of light that pierce the path, we glimpse the mountaintop. We can see the mountaintop through the trees and glimpse where we have been. We know we can't stay on the mountaintop, for that isn't reality. It was reality for a short time, but we must take hold of that experience, that really unique and individual experience that we've had with God, and hold it in our hearts so it becomes part of our day-to-day living. Now, at the moment, the United Reformed Church is exploring what their future is going to look like, what that ministerial shape is going to be, the model of ministry and church and also mission, and how it will evolve. That means that, yes, we've got to take that God glimpse, that kingdom of heaven that God has given us, and to try and adapt it and use it within our own context, within this synod. Yet we must always keep focused on the way ahead, with head held high and glimpsing the mountaintop just to reassure us, with its light and energy just bathing the hillsides and touching our memories. Our descent will happen. The descent from the mountaintops into the valleys, where our communities are, where our neighbours are, where our friends are, where our work is. Yes, we may stumble. We may even fall. But what I do know this is that we will need each other as companions on that road, on that descent from the mountaintop to the valleys. But what is most important is that we have Jesus to guide us and to lead us into a brighter horizon. There is no doubt about it that 2020 has been a difficult year for all of us. And sometimes it's been hard to remember when we've glimpsed God. And so it may be that You need just to spend a bit of time alone to recall that time when you have felt God's presence really near you. And hold on to that. Hold it deep in your heart, because that's the gift that God has given you. To close, I want to just read something from Matthew chapter 17. They're just two verses. And let's remember that these are the disciples that are on the mountaintop, and Jesus comes and touches them. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. I really pray that we can keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and that radiant glory that was on the mountaintop. And I pray that Jesus is walking with you in the valleys, and may you feel his presence and the Holy Spirit as your companions. Take care, my friends, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.